Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Geraldts. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Scott Geraldts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geraldts fires over to first and Oliver drops the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Dernier moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Brenly and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Brenly and he is out, Lemaster applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Brenly moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Scott Geraldes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geraldes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brenly moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brenly tags and scores. LeMaster tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Geraldes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dernier moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-1 in the game. Say hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Williams now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Williams. Hall moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Bauer reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Bauer scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Richards now playing left field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Hall reaches second base with a double. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richards for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Brenly goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Cubs. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Frank Williams. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 8-6, Cubs. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Richards reaches second base with a double. Trillo scores. Clark moves to third. It's 8-7, Cubs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Richards scores. It's 9-8, Giants. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a fly ball towards right. Hall catches it and throws to first to double up Youngblood. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's Giants, 9, Cubs, 9. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a line drive towards the mound. Minton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 9. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Davis and he is out, Bauer applying the tag. One out. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tim Stoddard. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. Sandberg moves to second. It's 11-9, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Durham is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Gary Woods now playing left field. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-10, Cubs. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richards. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Richards steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Youngblood reaches third base with a triple. Richards scores. It's Giants, 11, Cubs, 11. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hall moves to third. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Gary Woods. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to home to get Hall. Davis moves to third. Bauer moves to second. One out. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Bob Dernier. Henry Cotto pinch runs for Jody Davis. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto scores. Bauer moves to third. Buckner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 11. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.